Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
What's up, man?
Oh, you know, working my tail off and kickboxing's on in the background. So,
is it? Well, I'm on the outdoor channels. I'm surfing through that.
Yeah, we can't change our channels here anymore. They kind of
really stuck.
Yeah. Kind of stuck them.
Well,
they're stuck on the Astros channel, so at least we get to watch those.
Yeah, well, that game last night, how about McCullers giving up 7 in the 4th?
Yeah, they opened up that roof all right.
Yeah, they opened up a can of whoop butt on us.
Yeah, they sure did.
What did that end up, like 14-7 or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was no bueno. No bueno.
Boy. Well,
I thought we had them to be honest, for the first couple innings.
Well, like, it's like 4-0, and all of a sudden I'm going, man, it's 8-4. What happened?
Yeah, they opened up that roof.
It was still the fourth inning.
Jeez.
All right.
Well, it happens, you know.
Yes, sir, it does. That's baseball. Big innings. They make a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go over to Benny and see what's going on with old Mike Jeffcoat this morning. RJ's hunting and fishing. Mike, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, Mickey. Just living the dream, I guess.
Yeah?
Got a green river. No, it ain't green. It's gin.
Emerald.
Green. No, gin. No, it ain't even emerald. It's pure water. I mean, it's like bath water. It's unreal. I mean, I fished some stuff yesterday in the river. I could see the bottom of 8 foot. It's crazy. And, I mean, it's the 1st of August. Never witnessed that. All of us are talking about it. Ain't none of us witnessed it. And I drove a long ways yesterday on the outside trying to find some bait. And I couldn't find no bait. And finally went back to the river and really wasn't seeing it there. And so I went to watching my machine, and it is unbelievable the balls of bait that are in that river that are down about 15 foot. Must be a thermocline or something. I hadn't figured it out just yet, but it's interesting. I can give you that. Flounder bite is great. It's fantastic. Redfish bite is good, but you just have to stay on the trolling motor. And I mean, I actually went to throwing spinner baits and rattle traps and everything else yesterday to catch them. So it's interesting times over here. I can tell you where them trout went. I did catch one white trout yesterday in the river, but I don't know where those speckled trout went, because that's what we started out on yesterday morning. Went and hit some rigs and
right.
Fish, Spanish mackerel, just eat you alive. Ladyfish, I mean, even in the river, the ladyfish are so thick, it's unreal.
Yeah.
So
they're getting bad over here, too. They're all over the place.
I heard Robbie them on the radio yesterday morning early.
They caught two pretty quick, and I think Chris, his brother, they tagged, you know, they were tagging them. I think Coon Pop was tagging tarpon yesterday, but the young man on there, I think Robbie's brother Chris, it was his son or whatever, and he may have a new world record. For small fries, you know.
Yep, that's what I heard.
166 pounds.
166.
Yeah, 166. What I saw, you know, when they posted.
Yep. So I know one group of them, Robbie and them, were getting bit. I could hear that, but then I heard the other group made the wrong move and they wasn't having much luck. But the tarpon are definitely here. So, but it's August; they should be here. You know, I'm sure they're in Galveston too. So.
Well, hopefully they bite better this year than they did last year over there. They were seeing millions of fish and couldn't catch them. Boy, how about that scenario? Doesn't that, boy, that'll aggravate a fisherman more than anything else.
Well, I come in yesterday and went upstairs, and Hank Parker was sitting there at a table eating, and I hadn't seen him in years, and we used to be really close friends. And
yeah, he's a good
guy. I stopped
for
a moment. Visited with him, and he was the same way. He's here chasing them bull reds, and I haven't chased them lately. Now, I did hear they were being finicky, and it's understandable. That full moon, that's got them, you know, it's got all these fish. It fed up all night, so they ain't got no reason to eat. And they was talking about, Hank and me was talking, and he said, yeah. He said, I had a good morning. He said, but I had to work for him. He said, I looked at a lot of fish, and they just looked back at me and kept on swimming. I said, well, you know, that's how it is. So, but that old moon was strong this past week, so that had a lot of effect on these fish. But no, I don't know where them speckled trout went. I don't know if they went back to the Gulf or they just not eating, but or I'm not getting past them ladyfish and them Spanish mackerel, you know. But I tried them pretty much every way I could think of yesterday, and got the same results. Let it go deep, still catch one. Keep it on top. Especially on top, you're going to get eat up with them ladyfish. So I just couldn't find the depth that they was at, or they wasn't there once. So
yeah.
A buddy of mine went to the islands yesterday, and so I'll talk to him this morning and see what he done out there. But I know he wasn't in yesterday, and I fished late yesterday myself. And I know a lot of guys fished late yesterday. So it's just, you know, Green River in August, that's something new to us. And, you know, I think these fish are a little confused about
think?
It. yeah, because I went into a bay system off of Northeast Pass yesterday, and there was 10 million pogies floating on top of the water. And I shut down and trying to see if they was from the shrimpers, because there was a lot of shrimp boats in that area parked,
right.
You know, it shrimped overnight. But that was too many pogies to be dead caused by shrimp boats. Anyhow, I looked down at my machine, and the water was 91 degrees. These pogies might have got trapped in here in this hot water. And it,
yeah, oxygen deprivation.
Yeah, let them paint. So, I don't know. We just, that time of year that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see that, you know, especially these backwaters where there's not as much current and that water gets stale.
Absolutely.
And hot and oxygen depletion, and here you go.
Yep, absolutely. So, offshore fishing, matter of fact, I'm going offshore this morning.
And, are you?
Yep. I'm not on my boat, but I got a contract boat that I'm putting my people on. There's just three of them. They want me to go, so I'm going with them. It's an early bite, you know, and we all know it's because of that moon. You know, we're on the backside of it now. So they'll bite a little longer each morning as it starts fading, but we're going to try to get out there and get going.
Yeah, if anybody wants to brave the hot weather, you know, on this backside of a moon, usually, you know, midday to later afternoon fishing's better, you know, if you want to brave
the heat
element end of it.
Yep, I had an incoming tide yesterday until noon, and I told my customer, I said, you know, I'm telling y'all, you know, we're having a slow morning, but when that tide does fall, things will change. And I actually went back and hit spots when that tide turned around that I'd hit that yesterday morning, and we got bit in every one of them. So, you know, that's an example of what the tide has to do with all of this. You know, I tell everybody there's two things in saltwater fishing, current and bait. You got to have them both. So, and that tide pulled real hard for about an hour, and then it just went, I thought it was coming back in, actually. But we're just going motion right now. So,
what wind direction do y'all had over there this week? Y'all had any western wind like we have?
West. Yeah, it's been west. Southwest.
Yeah, it's kind of what I figured.
Yeah, you know, just enough of it to keep you from melting down, you know. Don't have to jump on the big motor to run around just to cool off. So.
Right.
But anyhow, that's what's happening down here, and just getting ready for these fish to settle down and act right. They're not acting right. I'm put it that way. I mean, then you got to switch and give them a little whooping and wake them up. You know, so. But when that bait done that, you know, there's boys that are really struggling. The live bait guys are really struggling because, you know, that shrimp bite's not, that live shrimp is not the key in that river. So, you know, they just, man, what happened? Where did these fish go? They had to go north. I said, they ain't go north. I said, they went to the middle, called the Mississippi River. I said, you got to get your butts in it and figure it out. You know, and they'll start schooling back up. I caught two in one spot yesterday, in one little drain, and lost probably five flounders. I don't know what it was on them flounders today, but I could not. Most, and I think that I just wasn't reacting fast enough on that hook set, and they was just holding on to it, and I'd get them right to the boat, and you'd see them open that mouth up and spit it out. And
just turn loose of it.
Turn loose. I mean, I'd go, man, what is this about? Come on.
Aggravating.
Aggravating. And I mean, I was catching, you know, I was catching 3-pound type flounder yesterday. Everything we put in the boat was 3-pounders or better.
Dang.
And you know, have one of them swim up there and spit it out in your face, you know, and then just lay there. That gets under my skin.
Yeah, it's easier to re-catch them when you're waiting. We used to do that when we'd wait for flounder at the river mouth in Trendy in the fall. And, you know, we'd get our trout in the mornings. We'd go over and wait to, you know, those guts and bars over there. And you'd pull, you'd have one on, and he'd hold on to the tail all the way up to you, and he'd just come off. Well, he'd just go straight to the bottom and lays there by your feet, and you just drop down and doodle sock him and get him back up. You know, he'll hit again. And then usually catch him every time when he does that.
I did. I'm pretty sure.
Weird fish, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one of my customers yesterday, he had one right to the boat. And we was fishing a little bitty skinny ditch. I'm talking about not 3 foot wide.
Right.
And I seen him just float right back down, and I said, give him just a minute. I waited 3 or 4 casts. I made different directional casts. I said, let me see if I can fight again. And I pitched it in where I saw him float back down, and he jumped on it.
Yeah.
I did put him in a boat, though. So, but we're just having fun. You know, that's the great thing about right
now. Name of the game, brother.
Name of the game. And two of these flounder, you know, that makes it. That's a plus, especially in August, you know.
Bonus fish.
With the trout. Yeah, when the trout are not cooperating, I've got plenty of confidence that I can go catch some flounder every day. So, all good.
Well, that's good to know. Well, good luck with your offshore ordeal today. And somebody wants to call you about coming down, Mike. Give them some info.
323-338-9376. Catch us on the web at rjhuntingandfishing.com.
All right, bud. Well, Mike, hey, have a good one.
I will. And I told Johnny this morning, I don't know what's going on Saturday morning, but there's something with our phones because I tried to answer it Saturday morning and it just never would pick up on y'all's end. And I told him about it. He said, well, he tried me Saturday, and if it don't work, let him know and he'll do some tweaking in there. So sorry I missed you last week.
Well, that's all right. It I figured something was up and we couldn't ever connect, but we'll make up for it this Saturday.
All right, bro. Y'all have a good
one. All right, Mike. See you, man. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat down in Venice, Louisiana. Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
And there's two or three places like that.
I mean, become normal fishing for me then. I'm a struggler. The struggle is real. I struggle all day.
The struggle's real over there.
That's it, man. I struggle all day.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
I remember a buddy of mine tied our surfboards down on my GTO when I was going through the Baytown LaCourte tunnel headed to Galveston, and they blew off.
Oh, no.
I didn't even go back. It was all a bloody mess back then.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm just glad that surfboard didn't go through somebody's grill.
Boy, yeah.
Just went on to Galveston and went to the surfboard shop.
They hunt and fishing all the time, and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen. And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 522 in the Bayou City. Let's head down to G-Town now. Let's see what's up with going to the bottom himself, Captain James Flogg. Struggle's real, living the dream. It all comes together down here on Tiki Island. James, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
Nothing, man. Nothing. Nothing. Getting ready to go.
Getting ready to go. Oh, spark plug. He the man.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Sparking time.
Staying fired up with all them big fish swimming around out there. You just living a dream.
Yeah, I got some bigger reels. I had to get some bigger reels, bigger rods.
Oh, yeah. Got up that leader material size. Went in them hogs.
I'm telling you. Oh, Mickey, it was, what did we do? Monday was terrible. Man, we fished till, man, like 2:30, hot, nasty, and that's about how the fishing was. We caught like three. So I went and looked at a whole bunch of stuff that we had on fishing, and man, we didn't do much, didn't see much, didn't do much. And then Tuesday we went back. I had some bass fishermen; they were actually good fishermen. And we went back doing a normal deal, and we caught them. I mean, it was decent fishing. We caught like 18, 20, something like that. Some little ones, so, if you fish where there's any fish, you catch some fish. And you fish where there ain't, which is a whole bunch of
you're not going to catch any. Hey, like
simple.
A dead zone up my way you came the other day. I laughed at you when you were telling me about that.
Man, dude, that's rough. It's rough. Man, I mean, I fished hard.
You want to know about how real that struggle is, just come up my way, man. Spend a day with me.
No, but, I'm done for a while.
Yeah, I'll save you some gas.
Man, well, you weren't there. I said, man, let me go. You always say, man, they just didn't bite today. We'll go tomorrow. We'll check it out next tide or next something. And, you don't get nothing. And I was coming home, and I stopped by a place that I know there's some fish. It's hot and it's nasty, just dead, And I stop where I know there's some fish, and I catch three like instantly. So I think I caught my first fish at like 6:30 and my next fish at like 1:30. My next bite, let me put it like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Did you talk to Robbie yesterday? I saw him catch two fish on Facebook. They tagged one. I think that little boy, was that Chris's son that caught that 166?
No, that's Ross's. That's little Ross's kid. He catches
okay.
a 166. In the day before, they put how many satellite tags? I want to say Robbie said they put four or five in. Four for sure, maybe five.
Yeah, I think between him and Coon, it was four or five satellite tags.
There's a bunch of fish over now. They're in one spot, but there's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of them. I didn't talk to him yesterday. I talked to him the day before. That's the first time he'd ever put tags in.
Right.
And that's pretty cool. You know, the Louisiana Tiger Club, I don't know if I'm still a member or not. Maybe not this year. I don't think. But anyway, they take the monies, and people like John Gosman, he's a big tarpon fisherman. Johnny thinks we're running out of money. So they buy these tags. And, you know, you can do all this other stuff. And they put them little – now, they do both. They put the little insert in the belly that goes by a ring or something. They got a deal set up where it'll ping. They do that. But then they
right.
got satellite tags.
Kind of like what they do on the great white sharks.
Exactly. So, but they have both. And I don't – you know, unless they swim by that rig pretty close, you don't know if he came by there's a reason they cost X, and there's a reason the satellite tags $3,000.
Right.
You know, they will pop off, but you're going to get real-time data. You're going to get stuff. So, you know, if you're ever going to spend the money or get a grant or do something, you want to study something, use a pop-up tag. And that's what they use on the Marlins. So, but well, they're catching some ghost fish are real shallow down there. They're
right.
like 6-7 foot of water. Yeah, there's a
wow.
bunch of them.
That's cool.
A bunch of they're in behind that bar at Northeast.
Yeah.
When they get in there, they usually they'll bite a lot of times. You know, even when they're not biting, you get some bites. I think Coon jumped 10 one day. I think Robbie's best day is maybe 5, maybe 6. I don't know what they must. They may not bit yesterday. He didn't call me.
Right. Well,
Kenny fished yesterday, and I think they caught. Mickey 11 or 12. They didn't bite too good yesterday.
Yeah, I forget
but it
what
is
Helen said.
Did he catch anything? He called me yesterday.
About yeah, he caught some, but I think the struggle was real for him, too. But
yeah,
they end up catching some fish. But
yeah. Man, it's just, dadgummit, it's August and it's hot. And just, you know, there ain't a fish on every street corner. I don't know what the beach is doing. I don't know. I haven't even gone up there and looked. I don't know about I know Sunday on the beach, they just absolutely smoked them everywhere. And I don't know about here. Not here. I'm talking about down south. Porter Conway and all this stuff.
Brian Barrera, he was. I saw some tarpon video of people hooked up jumping tarpon out of his boat, too, this week.
Yeah.
Down at, you know, Jimmy, Isabel.
One of my buddies I tarpon fish with, he don't even – he fished down here in POC with Bill Cannon. They were going tarpon fishing. Bill had some people he'd take fishing and trout fishing. So they went trout fishing first, and they caught their old 20 trout in like 15 minutes. And Jeremy caught one that was 29 inches long.
Oh, man. Where was that?
I said, you in Port O'Connor.
Yeah.
And he said, I said, man, you can tell me. He said, well, you know, I don't fish with meat, but I threw a croak up there and caught him. He said, so I don't eat.
Oh, he doesn't fish with meat, but he caught one on a croak.
No, Jeremy does not, but that's what Bill had. He didn't go there to go trout fishing. He went to go tarpon fishing, and Bill pulled that deal on him.
Right.
So, and I grabbed one and flung it out there. He showed me the pictures. I don't even show nobody. So that's it. He had come over here and worked my AC.
That's funny.
That's a joke. He let him go. He was 29 inches long. I said, what do he weigh? He said, he probably weighed 8 pounds.
Yeah. Good fish, man.
Yeah, he wasn't even impressed about it. He said, I don't catch nothing on no croaker.
Yeah.
But,
well, what's your game plan today? You got a plan?
Oh, I always have a plan. It usually isn't any good, but I have one. No, I'm going to the Gulf, man.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Just go look around, see what we see.
Right. You tackle boxing or whalering?
No whalering. going in the box. No whalers.
Going in the box. That's a nice little boat, man. Well, I call it little, but that's a nice boat.
It was little compared to 65, for sure.
Well, yeah. But Cameron going with you?
No, all my crew left. As soon as the deal was over, Preston, he leaves and goes commercial fishing. Cameron drove straight to Porter Ranch. So everybody's
okay,
gone. That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cameron's fishing on the Tenacious in the Legends tournament. I think they leave today at 5. They fished yesterday. He caught, I think, 2 for 3 on sales, he said. A few tuna, some dolphins. He said it wasn't very good.
I saw where Naylor popped a marlin. I don't know whether it was yesterday or the day before. I got one.
That water's good. That water's good and close now. I mean,
is it?
You know, I like it when that water comes in close on the shelf. It's, get some bites, man. Get some fish. Cameron said they didn't see much yesterday. They fished these breaks. Trying to, you know, because this time of year, if the sailfish and the whiteys are biting, you know, you'd be better off trying to put some numbers together.
Racking points up. Put it together. You bet.
Exactly. But if it ain't, you know, you're just going to go sit there and try to catch you a chose.
Well, that's true.
So I don't
We've been there before.
Spread.
We know all about that. Well, hey, man, if I know you're busy and got to go get your sports and get out there and live that dream, get them, hit them hard and hit them early, man.
Pick them up, land them down, buddy.
Hey, man, with these high limits these days, you gotta get there early so you can get to work on them, start building that box, man.
You got to build that box, buddy.
Build that box. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and live the dream and go to the bottom in Tiki, give them a number out, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to come box, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right, James. Be safe
right,
out there.
Talk.
Good talking
Bye,
to
buddy.
You. All right.
You
catch
bet.
Them up, man. All right, later. All right. That's Captain James Flogg. Oh, down in G-Town. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 538 in the Bayou City. And getting a few texts in. I had a texter earlier ask about how I re-braid, you know, with braid being so expensive and everything. But a real good tip I have for him and whoever would like to listen, you know, if you've got, you know, braid lasts a long time. I mean, you can stretch it out and make it last a whole year on your reel, you know, if you take care of it and don't mess it all up, you know, backlashing or anything like that. That's where most people have to re-braid because they mess things up. They try to throw braid too hard. But what I'll do, like, you know, if it starts getting all faded out and, you know, raggedy on one end, you can actually unspool that. What I like to do, it's easier to do it in the boat. You can actually do it at home and do it in your yard. But I like doing it in the boat. I'll just go ahead and take my lure off of it, and I'll hold on to the, you know, the tag end, you know, that you tie your leader to, and then free spool it. You know, put your rod down in the water while your boat's idling and free spool it and let it all go out into the water while you're holding on to the other end, you know, your old end, and all your fresh new braid comes off. And when you get outside of your rod tip on the tag where you've splashed your line to your backing, then cut it off right there and then just let it flow out behind the boat and put the boat in neutral and then take your old end and then tie it onto your backing, go ahead and put whatever knot you like to attach the line together with, whether it's Albright knot, surgeons, or whatever. Everybody has their own way of doing it. But then tie it back on, and then put your boat back in gear and idle, and just hold your rod tip down and just reel it straight in back on the spool, and then all that new line will be on top of your spool again. And that'll get you a whole year out of a spool of braid, you know, on one particular reel. And if you're kind of like me or anybody else these days, you don't throw the same reel or rod every time you go. You know, we're always using different stuff, whether you use a mono rod or a braid rod. But that'll stretch that braid out and make it last all year long for you. Because we all know it's not cheap. Just don't mess it up. That's the key to it, is don't mess it up. But that's kind of where we're at with that. So if you have any text or anything you'd like to ask, any questions like that, feel free to. If you'd like to call in, we'll take your calls during the week. We can work you in. 713-572-4610. Or just text me at 713-480-6713. 713-480-6713. And, it's August. A lot of different fishing going on. I know tarpon's a big thing. You know, August and September are really good months for that. And plus we get the weather. That's the whole key to catching tarpon around here or anywhere on the coast. You know, the Gulf's got to lay down. It's just got to settle out and enable these guys that are really good at it. Because there are really some good tarpon guides these days all up and down the Texas coast from Louisiana and all that. So, but it's that time of year. Johnny B., did you say something to me? I was talking. You still have nobody?
I got John Littleton for you.
Oh, you got John? Okay. Well, we missed him last week. He lost his voice or something. We didn't get him on Friday. But, hey, we'll take him on a Thursday. How about that? John, good morning. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. It's all good, buddy.
Yeah, I know it, man. You know, I did lose my voice. It's coming back pretty good, man. I had everybody clapping, and they were all, you know, cheering that I lost my voice because I couldn't talk to them.
But, well, there's some of us out there, some people would love for us to lose our voices.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Man, we've been going up to the deer lease and kind of getting some stuff ready and all that fresh green grass and stuff, you know, riding around on the four-wheeler. And, you know, it just, man, I have bad allergies anyhow. It messed with my sinuses really bad. But now everything's good, man. You know,
I don't know what that is. There's been something going around about 3 weeks ago for about 2 weeks, man. I, especially being on the air trying to fight it and keep clearing my throat. I didn't lose my voice, but it was just, it was like a film you kept getting. I don't know whether it was something in the air. I have no idea, but I finally worked through that. You know, Richard had it for, about a month.
Yeah. I know it. You know, that's the only thing I could figure out. You know, we got that teledoc thing call in, and, you know, it just happens, you know.
Well, it's better than the Rona, I guess, the alternative.
Oh, yeah.
Better than the Rona.
Definitely. Fishing's been kind of up and down, Mickey. I mean, it's a hit or a miss. You know, you either zero or hero. You know, that's how it's been going for us. You know, we've been fishing a few tournaments, and some of the catches have been pretty good. I mean, I think it was 2 weeks ago, took almost 16 pounds, you know, to win Lake Houston.
That's pretty good for Lake Houston.
That's pretty good.
Especially in this time of year, man, that's strong.
Yeah, low 90 degree water temp, you know, it's just like you pull the fish out, and it's, heck, he's almost sushi. So, you know, you're getting pretty close. But, no, it's been up and down, you know, catching one here, one there. You know, and a lot of times we talk about patterns, especially bass fishing. And, man, I think that last tournament we fished, we had a limit, you know, but nothing big. But I think we caught all five of our keepers on five different baits. So, you know, and doing the same stuff, it just, you know, they just wouldn't hit, you know, certain baits. So, you know, it would, you'd catch one on a crankbait, one on a spinnerbait, one on a worm, you know, stuff like that. So, that's just how it was. But, we're still catching quite a few fish, you know, a lot of little fish. One of these days, I'm going to figure out one of these little 13.5-inch fish don't grow up to be 14 inches. I don't know.
We've been saying that for years down here on trout, man.
Wow.
With a 15-inch minimum, we're always saying that. Boy, next year is really going to be unbelievable. Yep. Look at all these little fish. And then the next year, it's the same thing, man.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We say that every year. You know, they don't ever grow up. I don't know. I know they do. I just, you know. y'all were talking about tagging fish a while ago. You know, I remember years and years ago, you used to buy them little tags and put your name and number on them and, you know, stick them in fish. And, you know, might need to do that with some of these little small fish and see exactly where they go and if right. they grow up and, you know, what the heck happens to them. So, but, no, it's been all right. Man, we've had a couple pretty good afternoon rains, you know, here lately. My partner had went out yesterday and he said, man, it sure muddied up the East and West Fork and the Bayou. So, you know, we're gonna fish Saturday. So, you know, we'll just have to go out there and play around with them and try to figure out how to make them bite and try to cash a check, you know, play the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's been up and down. Like I said, you know, zero or hero. You go out there and you catch, you know, where people are still catching limits, you know, of bass, but it's the 8 to 10 pound, you know, 14-inch, you know, 14 1/4-inch fish, mm-hmm. you know. The team that had almost 16 pounds, they had two fish that were just under five pounds. So, you know, when you get that type of fish, you know, and three other little, you know, swimmers, we call them, you right. know, 14-inch fish, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to have that kicker, and I don't care if it's, you know, a 3 to 5 pounder or 5+, you know, you got to have that little bit bigger fish, you know. So, but I know it just seems like every time we go out, it's something different, though. You know, we go to our normal, everybody's got their little milk run, we call it, you know, and right. we run our little pattern, and I don't know. It seems like, well, we go and we catch them, you know, today on boat docks, and come Saturday, heck, we might not catch fish on boat docks.
I know. Hey, it's like old Bill sure. Watkins said, man, I've been on that school bus pattern. Stop and pick up one or two and move on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like when we used to play golf, we'd call it military golf. Left, right,
yeah.
left, right.
There you go, man. Spray
yeah,
the ball.
We could never get on a good
hook slice.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, as Clog would say, if the struggle is real.
Yes, so, sir.
Yeah, but we, but you know, Mickey, we're like I said, we're still catching a few fish. Now I tell you, those guys catching them catfish like crazy. You know, those guys.
It's good at Lake Houston too. They're still nuking them there too.
Oh man, yeah, and especially with all this, you know, rainwater. We hated bass fishermen, you know, because it muddies up the lake.
Sure.
You know, makes it harder. But I don't know what it does to them catfish. But it gets them fired up. That fresh water coming, running, you know, got current in it. You know, I don't know what it is, but they
catfish,
man,
remind
they go
me
out
of bull
there.
Reds, man. When the weather gets inclement and real bad, or you get a lot of foul weather, they just bite better for some reason.
Right. Well, and they throw those noodles out, you know, and they run them down with their boats and chase them. I know, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were fishing in a little pocket, and we saw a noodle kept popping up. So we went over there and just picked it up, see what was on there. Man, there was a nice 3 to 4 pound, you know, catfish on there. And he done swam off in the back of one of them pockets, and I guess those guys chasing him couldn't find him. But, you know, just they're catching them, and the white bass are still biting good, too.
Yeah, I heard that. That's
yeah, yeah. I know Ray's been out there catching them, and you know other people I know has been out there catching them, and you can heck, we're catching them bass fishing, especially on little crankbaits. You know,
yeah, they like them little crankbaits, man.
Yep, you get on some of those points, or you know, in the bayou, or you know, you get just in, you know, around a couple boat docks or something indifferent,
right.
you know, a boat dock that sticks out a little bit farther than the others, or maybe a little bit deeper, you know, just something different. And, man, you throw a crankbait or a spinnerbait or something across the front of it, and, man, you think, oh, yeah, get the net. You got your, you know, one to go in the live well, and
yes,
it's
sir.
A white. Yeah, but.
Well, hey, John, you going to be available tomorrow, too?
Sure, I'll
All
be
right.
available, no
well,
problem.
Well, I'll pop
man.
You. I got one more yep. guy I got to get. He wants to talk about
sure.
jig heads real quick before I go off air. Throw him out
no
a
problem.
Number. Somebody wants to call you about Lake Houston or tournaments and stuff.
Sure, 281-222-8544.
All
and
right,
we'll talk
John.
To you tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for the conversation. Always enjoy it.
Nope.
See you, buddy.
No problem.
All right, take care. All right, let's wrap her up. Let's go to Sean in Fort Worth. Sean, what's up, man?
Hey, Mickey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, what do you prefer as far as your wire size and your jig head? Do you prefer for trout, like a light wire or like a heavy wire?
Well, you know, that's a good question. You want a good heavy hook because, you know, you can't always just catch trout in case you hook a big red or something.
Right.
You want that security and not straighten the hook out. You know, I like for trout, I like when I'm using a jig head, a 3-aught hook, wide gap. And for redfish, if I'm exclusively, you know, catching reds and I'll use a 4-aught wide gap. I like the short shank hooks better than the long ones. That enables me to work my bait more severely without flipping the tail over the hook is easy. And, you know, getting wrapped up and tie a loop knot with it. That always seems to work really good. It enables that jig head to you get that action out of it that you want. And it depends on the bait you're throwing. You know, like if I'm throwing a Little John or maybe a rat tail bait, you know, like the Bass Assassin or a Provoker or something, then I'll use my round, what I call a gumball jig head. It's just a round lead jig head with the gold hooks and a 3-aught or 4-aught. And then if I'm using, you know, swim baits, like I really like that Pro Elite Bass Assassin head.
Right.
And it comes in a short shank, wide gap hook also, whether it's 3-aught or 4-aught. And,
I got started making jig heads. I started making crappie jig heads, and then I moved over to some, you know, swim regular heavy wire jig
right.
heads. And, I've got a swing head, one mold that's ordered now. It's got a football head on it with a hook that moves freely. It's got a clip on it built into it.
Oh, like a football jig head?
Yeah, it's like a swing jig. It's got the hook
uh-huh.
is separate from the head.
I got
it's
got you.
It's molded on a clip.
Cool.
And use those with like some buoyant bait, you know, where the bait floats up when you're on the bottom, you know.
All right. Well, Sean, I got to run. I'm out of time, but thanks for the call this morning. And hang in there. We'll talk later.
All right, man.
All right. Good hearing from you. See you. All right. That's Sean up in Fort Worth. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but Johnny B and I'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.